This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
It will bring costs for everyone down. After the listening session, the president had lunch with Vice President Pence and Secretary of Transportation Chao. Later this afternoon, the president will welcome all of his confirmed cabinet members to the White House for their first cabinet meeting. This meeting is an important opportunity for the president to share his vision with the country, with his cabinet members, providing direction for them to bring back to their agencies and departments to ensure that the entire administration is working towards the same goals. Unfortunately, this afternoon, you'll see some empty chairs around the table representing the president's four nominees who have yet to be confirmed by the Senate: Secretary of Agriculture designee Governor Perdue, Secretary of Labor designee Alex Acosta, Director of National Intelligence designee former Senator Coates, and United States Trade Representative designee Robert Lighthizer. Senate Democrats have drawn out this entire process for way too long, and these key agencies and departments will not be represented at the president's first cabinet meeting. The president is confident that these unquestionable abilities of the confirmed cabinet members that will be in attendance, he is just as confident in the demonstrated quality of the four individuals who will not be able to attend. Their absence will clearly be felt as this administration comes together for the first time to receive guidance from and provide counsel to the president on these unique areas of jurisdiction. Following the cabinet meeting, the president will sign.
Well, Sean Spicer there. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, you know, yes, four empty chairs, but what you've got to look behind those empty chairs are hundreds, if not thousands, of people that they're responsible for, that all have to be a lockstep. There's more hiring that needs to take place behind those four chairs. So it's more than four people. It's the government. And, I mean, this is disgusting what the Democrats have done in slow walking. They would not tolerate this for one iota with President Obama. And you know the drill. When it came time, even the Republicans said, look, at you know, he needs his people. He needs his team. You can't deprive him of not having his team in place. And this is what the Democrats are doing to, you know, to Donald Trump. And how does that help us, we the people? I mean, I could care about their party politics and their shenanigans. What I care about is this country. I care about us getting back on track and having the people in place that can give us a shot at it. You know, we the people came together and said, look, we want to change the course, the direction, the vision, the trajectory that this country is on. No bueno. And we want to change here. And the people came out and voted Donald Trump as the leader. And the people, their votes need to be validated by having their team in place and who they supported here in giving Donald Trump a fair chance at being successful on behalf of we the people. And the last time that we had a bipartisan effort to this cause, I say the last time there were a couple instances and highlights along the way, certainly was, with Bill Clinton. And everybody looks to Bill Clinton and say, oh, look at all this, you know, look at the stuff that we were able to do together. Because it was, in a sense, it was kind of a forced reality for Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, if you remember, said the era of big government is over. He had to figure out a way to come and unite with the Republicans and then Newt Gingrich and the leadership of the Republican Party in order to do the people's business that was bipartisan and in our best interest. And that kind of thought, that kind of consideration needs to be put into place. And ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, you know, for those of you who have Democrats as representatives, you need to give this country 5 minutes of your time. Give them a call. Send them an email. Let them know this is unacceptable. They need to get on board. You're doing heavy lifting because you know what? You don't have a choice. You're not in there with, you know, this great health care program that's supported by other minions of this country. You're out there working hard every day, and these people need to be about our business. It's a government of, for, and by we the people. It is not them. Look, we took the steering wheel and the keys back. Don't forget who's in control here, all right? This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's our mission, our focus, but it's going to require we the people, the heavy lifting that is required. And that's the question, you know, I challenge you to ask, is that are your representatives adding or taking away to this needed cause that we have right now? Enough of this politicking and all this other self-interest stuff that seems to be going on. I mean, what is, you know, what is happening for the greater good here? Are they adding or are they taking away? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, let us know your thoughts, okay? We'd love to hear from you. I appreciate your comments, good, bad, indifferent. Get involved in the conversation, okay? I know for some of you it might be a little bit awkward because for so long, we have been governed by political correctness. And maybe some of the expressions may not be articulated in a way that, you know, that people may be offended by it. I got thick skin, but it's okay. But we've got to practice. We've got to start having the conversation so that we can articulate the core message here, and it's so important that you exercise that. So you can exercise it on me, okay? Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Fort Taylor is with us right now. Fort has an incredible story. After graduating from Texas A&M University, he became the owner-operator of a small apparel company that he grew to become one of the largest companies in the world, publicly traded Brazos Sportswear Corporation. Under Ford's leadership, Brazos grew from a few small individual investors to a $300 million operation, and then it all came crashing down. The first part of this, though, I want you to realize what he was able to build up. And we're going to talk about his life experiences. But, you know, Fort Taylor, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Let me bring you on first and tell you that it's good to have you here because I know you have a lot of great wisdom and nuggets and experience to share with us.
Well, Bill, thank you. It's an honor and humbling to be on the show with you, and thank you for all you do around America for the greater good.
Well, good. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. It's my honor, let me tell you. Ford, where else in the world could you have done something, you know, in terms of realizing the dream that you had to start up this this company and to build it up to where it was, you know, became public? And, you know, you did a lot of good for your investors. Where else could you do this?
Well, I travel a lot, and I go to a lot of other countries now doing this training that we do around leadership. And and I've seen a lot of them, and there are other countries that you might be able to do that in. But I can tell you that anybody who's traveled and seen the depths of the poverty and just so much in the other parts of the world, if they've not seen that, they really don't know what a great country we really do have here. And we have problems. We make mistakes. We're not perfect. But this is a country that opportunity is there, absolutely.
Exactly. Well, you know, considering that, and yes, we've gone through a little bit more experience, you know, and I think that with experience, there's some wisdom here if we want to embrace that and learn from the lessons that we've gone through. And I think we're starting to right the ship here. There's a lot of promise. And I find it quite interesting, you know, especially in light of your travels around the world, is we see the Trump effect and, you know, call it what you want. If we want to give Donald Trump more credit than he deserves. But the fact of the matter is that we feel like the engines of free enterprise, certainly in this country, and what we're seeing around the world, it seems to be having a positive effect. And what do you think?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I was traveling a lot over the last couple of years, and if you were in any of those other countries and saw some of the questions I got, you know, the media really made Donald Trump look like he was the Antichrist to the rest of the world.
Right.
And the ones that actually went deeper and realized that what he was saying, that he wasn't the Antichrist, that he actually had some ability, skills, knowledge that truly had the chance to help America, which then in turn helps the rest of the world. So, yeah, he has some gifting that I think our country is in the right place for.
Well, our country, and I would say the world, and we see this already starting to happen because you know as well as I do, Ford, again, because of your travels, you still have that comparative. And this is why so many countries are against this great American experiment. We're a stick in the eye to all these other governments that want to tell their people, you know, hey, we're going to, you know, they're going to tell them they're dumbing them down, but they've dumbed them down into be a bunch of followers and a bunch of sheep. Occasionally you get a rare exception out of these countries. And where do they come? They want to come to America because they can exercise their God-given gifts and be able to realize a dream. I mean, because as much as you would want to do well for your family individually, it's that stuff that wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and says you could do better.
Yeah, no question. And the good part, Bill, is there are leaders in these other countries who do want to give their people a lot of what America has. Now, we have some downside, too. We both know that.
Right.
And they want to not give them that downside, but they do want to offer them the upside. So there are many leaders in many countries. And remember, Bill, when I talk about a leader, I'm talking about if you have influence with at least one person.
Right.
And so lots of times those leaders are the ground roots people that can be the difference makers, even on electing who their leaders in the government and are. So, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, you know, to this point of leadership, and you've become a student of this, and Ford, I got to tell you, full disclosure here, I've been a student, I don't know, by happenstance, I've always been fascinated with leadership, and I've studied it at depth. I've observed it. It is exciting when it's in place because it is that dynamic that raises all boats, isn't it?
Absolutely. And Bill, the problem is, you know, when we look at leadership, lots of times we look at just whoever's the top of a leader, and we don't really see ourselves as leaders and knowing the impact that we can have, even as individuals, within our organizations. Because when two or more people are in relationship, that makes an organization. And we all have influence with at least one person.
Right.
And the more we lead, the better we lead, the more influence we have, and the more influence we have. And Bill, just quickly, you know, I traveled a lot building that first company around the world. I stayed at home to finish strong with my kids, and now I travel a lot again. And I found that people all over the world are what you're finding. I mean, they are about the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody is smart, gifted, or talented in at least one area. I mean, it's amazing, and many are smart, gifted, or talented in many areas.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them, well over 95% in my opinion, because I've traveled lots of places, lots of countries, have huge hearts.
Yeah.
And at some point, you have to ask the question, if that's true, then why is it that those people that are so smart, gifted, or talented, and have huge hearts, why are they not the ones that have the most influence?
That's a good question. And the opportunity that I think that lies before us, you know, I'm grateful for our founding fathers, Ford, because in a lot of ways, when you think the way they designed this country, they acknowledge that, you know, we have influence, we the people. And we're all leaders, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, our conversation with Fort Taylor continues. We're talking transformational leadership. Stay with us, America, as we break it down even further. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Fort Taylor is with us. Fort has experienced so much, and he is taking those experiences and leveraging them and sharing with us the meaning of transformational leadership. Ford, you know, you were clear to designate leadership as transformational. Certainly there's other forms of leadership that come into place, but you're taking a perspective, a heightened perspective of what leadership should be and what it could be.
Yeah, Bill, it's interesting. You know, I believe we have a leadership crisis in America as well as the world. Mm-hmm. And I believe the foundation of that crisis is that our leaders, the ones that have a lot of influence, you know, I talked a minute ago about being smart with big hearts, mm-hmm. yet that's not who we typically read about in the paper. That's not who we usually see on the media. We see those that are really smart, but maybe their hearts aren't quite so big. Maybe they don't care quite as much about the greater good. And I think the crisis comes down to that our leaders that have gained a lot of influence, just, and I'm not talking about just government, I'm talking about in the church, business, family, education system. We've come to find ourselves in a place that we care more about how we're seen or how we look than we care about those who follow us.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is that leads us to a place of not being transparent, not being vulnerable, acting like we never make mistakes. We don't have the ability to apologize when we do make mistakes. And so we cover stuff up. And so what happens is we end up attacking one another instead of saying, I care more about the people that follow me than I do about myself and about how I look to other people. And I think if we don't fix that, I think that we may stay in the trend that we're on. And if we can fix that, you know, I believe that most leaders that have these big heads and big hearts, for me, when I went to school, I learned how to manage people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I learned business management, but I didn't really learn how to lead people.
Right.
I had to learn that over time. And I had to learn to manage the processes, the systems, the policies, the things that had to be managed and the difference. And what I found is that most leaders have been taught a lot about what leadership is. You know, there's a lot of cookbooks out there, and there's a lot of books on how to cook.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of leadership books out there, but a lot of them don't really speak to how to lead, when to lead, where to lead, who to lead. It really is just what is mm-hmm. leadership. And transformational leadership, like you said, is a heightened level of leadership. It actually is being willing to change yourself in a way that you have influence in all those different spheres in which you work, live, play, go to church, whatever. But mm-hmm. it's about becoming something different. You know, transformation is from the Greek word metamorpho, and it means going from one thing to something else. Now, that can be good or it can be bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a transformation the wrong direction at one point in my life.
Right.
And, you know, thank goodness I was able to pull out of that. And my belief is that God pulled me out of that.
Yeah,
and now to be able to transform a different direction and hopefully have influence on other people to be able to do the same thing.
Yeah, what you're touching on here, Ford, frankly, is a spiritual issue. We can't do it within ourselves. I think it's quite comedic at times. I read leadership books and I see, okay, it's a snapshot of what's going on, but you're really not getting to the heart of the issue. And the heart of the issue, as Jesus said, it's not about it's not being served. It's about serving. And when I look back on history and I'm able to observe leaders that are absolutely transformational, it is those that are more interested in serving than being served. When you have a political environment like we have right now, where it's all about me, it's like, okay, we're going to do healthcare. Do I get an exemption? Can I be exempted from that? Do I get special consideration? You know, because I'm a congressman, so I'm special. Well, you know, when that is the order of the day, the influence that has on our country and the people in this country that it's supposed to be about, it's deleterious. Is it any wonder that we are at this increasing conflict? Because we know that there's something inherently wrong with this whole process. And as you say, the lack of leadership that exists, and we're all paying the price for that. Because the other thing that I'm encouraged with, and I know you've seen this, Ford, is that when you engage other people and they get it, and they start, you know, going through this metamorphosis of this God-assigned leader that they were always meant to be, and they get around other people of like-minded, you know, and have gone through similar experiences, guys, that's, to me, that's really exciting, and I don't know how much better it can get. This side of heaven.
Right. There's no question. And, you know, and Jesus himself said, if you love me, you'll obey my commandment. I command you to love each other in the same way I love you. And the greatest form of that love is laying down your life for other people.
Right.
He says, if you do that, I'll tell you everything the Father told me. So all of a sudden, the wisdom of those kinds of leaders goes through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And so we actually believe that the proper definition of leadership is those that will lay their life down for those who follow them and those that they have influence with. And I don't mean physically dying. Physically dying is actually easier than what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, that those other people become so important that they care about them. And if they understand the purpose of leadership, because the best leader can cast vision, and once they do, they can serve their people by teaching, training, and equipping them. Mm-hmm. And once they're taught, trained, and equipped, they can be empowered. They then can let go and evaluate how they're doing. But if we continue to say, as a leader, that command control, you know, that top-down leadership, it's all about me, then I don't know how we ever can help people make the transition in changing the way they think.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if we keep thinking the way we've always felt, that affects how we feel.
Exactly.
And how we feel affects how we behave, how we act. Mm-hmm. And if we truly believe that it's all about me, then we're going to behave like it's all about me.
Mm-hmm.
If I truly think it's about you, Bill, and me serving you is more important than me, and if we can do that together and we can find enough people that do care more about the people of America, if we can find pastors who care more about the people in their congregations than they do how they look to their congregation, if we can find parents who don't mind sharing their story with their children. You know, when I had to confess that I cheated on my wife to my three daughters,
wow.
I mean, that was hard.
Yeah.
But I wanted them to know that if you ever were tempted in your marriage, and their husbands are going to know, that you have someone you can talk to.
Right.
You know, we're going to break this off. We're not going to continue this pattern in our family. And so we have to get to a place where we truly understand what real influential leadership is. And if we can find enough people that truly care more about those that they have influence with, we really can completely shift a country. Now, you can go the opposite way with a very small percentage if they're pulling on the same rope in the same direction with the same vision,
mm-hmm.
and they really get it. But even the church itself is divided right down these political lines.
Exactly.
And the ones that are real extreme are the ones who carry the most influence at this point,
yeah,
instead of caring about the people that follow them.
Well, but I, like you, through experience, have found that truth wins the day. And if you hold on to those things that are right and truthful, you can make a lot of things happen. But don't give up the fight here. You know, you talk in transformational leadership, you know, even in relating your own personal story. You say you lead through transparency. Own your junk. Transparency gives credibility. What I found, and I used to tell people, is that people know about your stuff anyway. You think you're hiding it? They know. They know the areas that you're weak. And so when you try to cover that up, it gets in the way of having a genuine relationship and to where you can be most effective. I say the opportunity that you have here is matching weaknesses and strengths, to where my weakness against your strength makes me better, and your my strength against your weakness makes you better. It's a symbiotic relationship, but at the very core of that, you know, we have to have trust.
And we need each other. You know, the
yeah.
world says don't have a need to be needed, and an unhealthy need to be needed is not good, but we need each other.
Well, yeah. Well, Ford, how can people be in touch with you and transformational leadership?
Well, Bill, what we try to do is put together a playbook, is what our clients tell us in the different countries we go to. You've actually given us a playbook on who, what, how, when, where to lead. And so that's what we try to give to people. And there's two places you can get in touch.
We got about 10 seconds. Okay, go ahead.
TransformLead.com or TLOnDemand.com.
Both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Hey, what more could we want is a government that believes in the same thing that's on our team, right? 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. David Drucker is with us right now, senior congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. And this kind of ties into what we were talking about with Megan Barch just a moment ago. David, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
Hey, terrific. I like what you wrote. You say, once again, Republicans could be their own worst enemy. Congressional Republicans on the precipice of repealing and replacing Obamacare are facing a familiar and stubborn foe themselves. that really says it right there.
Well,
yeah.
They've got to find a way to govern here. I mean, the one thing they don't have the luxury of doing is nothing. And in part, that's because they promise their base. I mean, you know, they say they promised, you know, the voters and all of that, but half the voters probably don't want them to do anything. But Republican voters, most of them, want them to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Mm-hmm. And that's going to require them to find a way to come up with the votes to do it and send something to the president's desk. And it's just something that they're out of practice on. I mean, I think it's something like more than 60% of Republican members of Congress have never served with a Republican president. So they don't know, you know, they're just not accustomed to dealing with a situation in which they're not going to be able to blame the White House for, you know, failing to get something done or for not wanting to work with them. And therefore, it doesn't make sense for them to water down what they want. There are some, you know, moderate Republicans, there are conservatives, there are pragmatists, and in combination with the president, who also bears a lot of responsibility here, they've got to get this done because, one, if they don't, the healthcare system continues to be in trouble, and people are going to look to them to fix it, and they'll be blamed for not fixing it. Two, their base will jump all over them for, you know, not doing what they've been promising to do for 7 years, and that's get rid of Obamacare. And, you know, three, it'll weaken their position. Because if they can't get this done, you know, I know a lot of people think tax reform's easier, but it's not, and everything going forward is just going to get a lot tougher.
Exactly. Well, they have to do, they don't have a choice. If they don't do this, as I was telling Megan Barth, David, if they don't do this, Donald Trump's a one-term president. Mike Pence goes back to Indiana. But if they get it right, Donald Trump serves two terms, and Mike Pence is the next president of the United States.
Well, the latter is definitely more likely to happen if they get this done. I mean, obviously a lot can change because they could pass this bill and it could be a disaster. That could be a whole nother issue.
Exactly.
But first things first.
But to your point, though, leadership is lacking, and leadership, true leadership, inspires and gets people to come on board to do something courageous. Right now, we need courage. And we need something bold to come out of this, out of the results of this conversation. I think what Paul Ryan and some of the Republicans have laid out, it's okay. But it's only okay. It could be really bold and courageous for a time that could really make things happen. And as you say, you got many Republicans that they've never had this much power before and realize, hey, they could actually change the rules and they don't need to do a three-phase thing. Forget about reconciliation. Reconciliation is something that was instituted. So that means if they've instituted, they can take it away and reinstitute something else, right?
Well, no. I wouldn't go that far. First of all, the underlying bill here is going to be the underlying bill. They'll make a few changes here and there, but they can't simply rewrite the rules of the Senate on a dime and just do anything they want. And forget the political will. It would backfire because it would look the same as the Obamacare jam down looked. Where instead of bringing people along on great policy, you're basically changing the rules to suit your needs. That's exactly what Harry Reid and the Democratic Senate did in 2010 when they lost their filibuster proof majority with the election of Scott Brown.
Right.
They jammed through this Obamacare, the final parts of Obamacare, through reconciliation. Mm-hmm. It was one of the reasons why voters rejected it. So it's not that simple. Their three-phase plan is complicated. I don't know that they're going to achieve it, but the main part of it, the reconciliation bill, is achievable if they can get their head around the fact that they're all going to have to make tough choices, mm-hmm. which is voting for a bill that's less than perfect, because that's where the votes are. Now, there's a separate argument over policy. Could they have come up with something different? Could they try and stretch the parliamentarian and the rules of the Senate? But look, in my discussions with people on the Senate side of Capitol Hill, there are some things in the House bill that might not pass muster with the parliamentarian. I mean, the technical people that have put this bill together know where the rules are, and they're not leaving anything out just because they felt like it. I mean, this bill is designed to try and get through the Senate. It's designed, you know, for some changes here and there, but we're not going to see many of them.
Well, and this is the stuff that's bewildering to the everyday and forgotten man of the, and woman of this country, is that, some of the nuance. I mean, I grew up with parliamentary procedure, so I understand some of this a little bit than more people do. And I understand and appreciate what Ryan is trying to do. And he looks at it and says, okay, we're going to minimize a filibuster here if we stay within the rules of reconciliation, phase one. Phase two, Tom Price has a tremendous amount of liberty under phase two that I don't think is being reported very much, don't you think?
Well, it's being reported. I just think that there are critics that say that anything Price undoes can be put back together again the next time Democrats are in power. So, of course, he's being criticized from that direction. And secondly, we don't really know yet what Price plans to do because he hasn't said. Now, I'm not being critical. What I'm saying is I think they're in the process of doing a bunch of things through the regulatory process. I think it will be easier for people to understand what we're reporting when we're able to say, Price just did this one big thing, for these 10 things. And then people will go, oh, yeah, okay, great. But just telling people he's going to be using his regulatory authority to undo the Affordable Care Act, I mean, you know, people are like, that's great. They don't know how that applies to them.
Exactly. Well, and that's the problem with due process. And when you have due process,
trying to work it into a culture of the microwave generation, I say, that stands in front of a microwave and it doesn't, you know, heat up fast enough. We're yelling, hurry up. And so now we're having to go through the due process of legislation, and especially a bill like this, healthcare. Wow. I mean, this really stretches the patience of the everyday American. And of course, out, you know, the Democrats are countering that all these millions of people are going to be left without health care. And I'm saying, well, maybe the Republicans need to have a banner heading just saying, well, Obamacare on its trajectory left alone will leave, you know, millions more, whatever that number is. I don't know if it's 50 million, if it's 100 million people without health care, if it absolutely implodes, because that's the inevitable, conclusion of that journey, isn't it?
Well, look, I agree that Republicans could have done a much better job with the rollout of this thing and the marketing for, you know, off the hill. I think they were, as usual, focused on getting the process right and moving the bill through committee, and they didn't do a good enough job. You know, this thing was unveiled Monday night, and then Tuesday was day number one, and you couldn't find anybody to talk about it because they didn't have a plan in place. And that plan, by the way, should have included the White House and the president, because mm-hmm. He has the biggest bullhorn here.
Exactly.
I think one of the challenges the Republicans are trying to deal with is healthcare is complicated. I mean, no bones about it. It just is. Number two, a lot of Republican voters want to keep what's good about Obamacare, but they don't want any of the broccoli. And that's just a policy conundrum Republicans haven't figured out. I mean, everybody wants protection from insurance companies that might deny coverage based on a pre-existing medical condition. Everybody seems to want this thing where you get to keep your kids on your insurance plan until they're adults, 26 years old. And they want protection against insurance companies putting a lifetime cap on your policy in terms of what they would pay out. Mm-hmm. Well, all those things cost money.
Exactly.
So how do you do that without all of Obamacare's taxes and regulations and the mandate and all of that? Well, Republicans, you know, think they have a way to do it, but it's very, very difficult. It means you don't actually have a true free market approach. And so they're trying to give everybody what they like about Obamacare with none of the stuff they don't like. That's what a lot of Republican voters want, and it's difficult to do.
Well, I would be curious, only hopeful. Some have said, being the eternal optimist that I am, that the leadership or, you know, the legislators themselves would fall under whatever it is that they create, that they themselves would be subjected to the very bill that they're writing up. What do you think?
Well, they're under Obamacare now by law. That was a part of Obamacare, is that members of Congress and their staff had to live with it. And
well, David, we're out of time, so the conversation will continue. David Drucker from the Washington Examiner. Thank you, David.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. All the good information, a lot of our sponsors and opportunities to make your day are right there. So have at it and get involved in the conversation. Let us know your thoughts. Love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. You know, today is Celebrate Scientists Day, okay? It's also Genius Day. And I don't know why those two, maybe they correlate, maybe they don't. I don't know. I guess if you're a scientist, not that I want to insult you or anything like that, but maybe that's why. But also, it's International Ask a Question Day. And then maybe that's the first question you ask. Okay, is there any particular relationship that we have Celebrate Science Day and Genius Day? You know, it's also Learn About Butterflies Day. You know, sometimes we can be just so fixed on what's going on that we miss out on some of the significant things. Like, you know, potato chips, because it's, you know, potato chips have to have a day, Scott, you know. And of course, with, you know, March Madness getting underway, we need plenty of potato chips and dip. I mean, you know, what's March Madness without chips and dip, right? Just saying.
It's nothing. That's part of what makes it all fun.
Exactly. I mean, it's like a day without sunshine.
Does this mean we get Thursday, Friday off?
Yeah. Hey, I mean, they are. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, for those of us that love basketball so much, it is kind of like almost a religious holiday kind of thing. So why not? So enjoy it, make the most, and make sure you got plenty of chips with you, chips and dip. Okay, I don't know how you do chips without dip. There's just something about that compliment. Whoever came up with that genius idea, quite revolutionary to say the least. I'll tell you, our next guest has quite the story. She's a Purple Heart recipient. And it's just, you know, like I said, it's an incredible story. Mary Jennings Hegger went through, on June 29th of 2009, Air National Guard Major MJ Hegger was shot down while on a medevac mission on her third tour in Afghanistan. Wounded, she fought the enemy and saved the lives of her crew and their patients, but soon she would face a new battle to give women who would serve on the front lines the credit they deserve. Mary Jennings, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing? Thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you, first of all, for your brave service. And there's so many other women that, you know, and I know you're not doing this, you know, for your own credit. That's just not the way, you know, and people of your character, I say people of your character, you know, whether it's women or men, you know, you're happy to serve. And it's like for me, and I served for a couple of years in the Marine Corps. It was an honor. It was an honor to, you know, defend our country and, you know, play my part. Yeah. And in a sense, as a result of what I went through, I feel like so many other people are cheated out of the experience because they don't participate.
Yeah, I'm always, you probably understand this, and I'm always a little uncomfortable when people thank me for my service because I always felt like it was for me, you know, yes. It was my honor to serve, and I was fulfilling my dream, you know, and answering my calling.
Exactly. Well, you know, and I don't know, these days I've been, when I travel, I always have a USMC hat on, you know, I don't know, and I like it. I think it's, and not that I'm trying to bring any attention to myself, but
no,
it does.
Yeah.
but it does. I mean, you know, people come up to me and they, you know, and say the same thing, and it is a little awkward. You know, they want to thank you for the service. And so I feel the same sentiment. I'm proud to have served. And again, my feeling is such that, you know, for the other people that could have, enjoyed, you know, the other citizens that need to, because we have what, less than, I think we're down to less than 2% of Americans actually do anything in service to our country when it comes to the military.
Right. So you can understand why, you know, a lot of people, they don't understand the fight for equality and the fight for allowing, opening up these jobs just for competition is such a big deal. And they say things to me like, you know, why would you fight for someone's right to go into combat? That seems like such a horrifying thing to fight for. And are you this warmonger and, you know, you want people to get hurt. And it just blows me away because what you're talking about is exactly what I'm fighting for, is everybody to have the opportunity to their calling. And if you're called to serve your country, and in my situation, it was specifically, you know, the fact that I could hold my composure when bullets were flying and that I was an adrenaline junkie and I was just in the right job. So giving people the opportunity to compete for the job that it answers the calling of their heart and giving them the opportunity to have the honor to serve is what it's about.
Well, what you touched on is so core here, and that whether you do it in the way of the military or you do it as a civilian job, you would only hope that the giftings and talents that you've been assembled with would have a outlet for expression. I think that's one of the biggest frustrations that I find in America today and in different organizations that I have had the honor to serve with and to consult, is that I find a lot of round pegs and square holes is what I call them.
Yes.
Where you get those friction points.
Everyone
where,
is exceptional.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, completely. Everyone is exceptional at something. And happiness is about finding out what that is and doing it every day and, you know, God willing, getting paid for it and getting to make a living at it. You know?
Right.
So I completely agree. Yeah.
Yeah, I say, you know, if you find something that you can enjoy doing, and boy, you talk about the core of happiness when you have that kind of expression, when those God-given talents are being exercised. I say exercised and grown, right? You know, because like for you, I mean, here it is. You enter the military in the Air National Guard, and you know you find your way to do something that most women would not have an opportunity to do, and that's to take command of an airplane.
Yeah, you know, and I really blossomed there. I'm a very private person and an introvert. So all of this, you know, writing a book and the media and everything is actually very contrary to my personality type. And it was in a combat zone, in a combat aircraft with a crew, you know, fighting shoulder to shoulder is where I really blossomed and felt like I belonged. And that day, you know, people ask me all the time if I was scared and, if it traumatized me, and I have to tell them that I would much rather have been there than been one of the people listening to it unfold on the radio.
Exactly.
Because it was hardest for them, and you probably understand that. It's hardest for them to hear their brothers and sisters in arms in harm's way, and they're having to sit there listening to it and not go out there and pick up arms and help defend them. So
it was really
just where I belonged.
MJ, what did that do for you when that switch went off, when you realized you're a round peg in a round hole and you're right where you needed to be?
It actually happened much earlier because we faced a lot of really difficult combat and a lot of getting shot at. We just, you know, hadn't been so effectively shot at. And, you know, so really it was no surprise to me. I had already found out that I could, you know, hold my composure when the bullets were flying. And really I hate talking about that with people who don't understand because it makes it sound like I'm I'm complimenting myself, but I like to point out that, you know, there was a field surgical team at one forward deployed location that I scrubbed in on a surgery with because they needed an extra set of hands, and I found out very quickly my calling was not to be in medicine.
Right.
So I'm not here to say that I'm some exceptional person who can do anything. You know, I just happened to find the one thing I could do really well.
Well, I always say that experience defines preference, right? And so you found out in a mass unit that's, you know, that's not your calling, you know. So I can appreciate it. Well, you know, after all you went through in the Air Force, in, you know, earning a Purple Heart, and I say earning, I mean, it's that's always interesting. I don't know that somebody wants to go and earn a Purple Heart. But you received your recipient, Purple Heart recipient, the Distinguished Flying Cross with a Valor Device. I mean, what are you, the only woman, I think, to receive a Distinguished Flying Cross with a Valor Device, right?
I'm the second. Yeah, there second, was an A-10 pilot right. who kicked a little bit of ass before me. Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, the sad thing is you're probably aware, but I don't know how many of your listeners are aware that it's actually kind of a sad thing that I was only the second woman to receive the VSD with a Valor Device, because there have been so many incredible women pilots before me. You know, I think about the World War II WASPs, and it's just, you know, rules like the Ground Combat Exclusion Policy just create this false impression that women aren't in combat, and women have been doing amazing things just like men in combat. And, you know, it's unfortunate that that's part of the reason I was convinced that I went ahead and undertook this monumental task of writing this book and sharing, you know, opening myself up to everybody, you know, is to try to inform people and try to make things a little easier for the women who come after me.
Well, yeah, and there are those still that are traditionalists that, you know, want to protect women.
Sure.
And, you know, kind of stand in the gap there. But you're saying, hey, you're getting in the way. If you have women whose passion is to be on the front line and they're qualified to do that.
And
not
good at it.
Yeah. Not compromising, you know, battle readiness or you know, their fellow, you know, the fellow there with them and in combat, then why not?
Yeah, you know, we don't live in a country where we legislate protection of any group of adults, you know, maybe for children, but it's other countries that say, you know, women aren't allowed to go places without escorts. And, I mean, nobody would say that walking down a blind alley at 3 in the morning after drinking alcohol is a smart thing to do as a single woman alone. But who's going to write a law that says that we aren't allowed to do that? And I think that's a really important distinction, is that when you take the step of legislating protection of a group of people, then you're saying that they can't protect themselves, and you're marking them for, you know, there's a correlation.
For victimhood,
World Health.
Exactly.
Data that there's a correlation between protecting women legislatively and domestic violence.
Well, MJ, we got to have you back because I'd like to get into this further. I mean, there's so many more questions in terms of misconceptions held by those that oppose women in combat and the future hope for women that you have in the military. And I think it's a grand vision. One, you know, I'm for people realizing their dreams, you know, and so whatever we can do to facilitate that, it makes for a lot happier people and certainly more fulfilled people. And I think that's the full benefit of what our Constitution is all about. Mary Jennings, MJ Hager, has been with us. MJ, thank you so much. I'm telling you, we got to have you back, all right?
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The answer.